1949 to 2023. It is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of Tookie Angus on March 24, 2023, at the age of 74. Husband, father, brother, friend, mentor, rugby enthusiast, angler, storyteller, and philanthropist. Tookie will be missed by so many people. He was the third child of eight, born to Ian and Mary Angus, and is the first of the siblings to leave us. Tookie was born on a sugar plantation in the Dominican Republic and grew up in Lethbridge and then Vancouver, where he met his wife and raised their family. They traveled the world extensively, visiting the Mediterranean, Scandinavia, Eastern Europe, the South Pacific, South America, and South Africa. Tookie moved to the Sunshine Coast in 2006, enthusiastically engaging in the community while continuing to work from his home office. Considered a giant of the mining industry, for over 40 years, Tookie brought a tremendous passion to everything he did, including structuring, financing, and advising on many significant business ventures. His extensive legal and mining career included leading Fasken's Global Mining Group and serving as managing director of mergers and acquisitions for Endeavor Financial. He was also previously chairman of the board of BC Sugar Refinery Limited, a director of First Quantum Minerals Limited, a director of Kiniso Resource Corp, a director of Bema Gold Corp, a director of Ventana Gold Corp, a director of Plutonic Power Corporation, and chair of Nevsun Resources Limited. At the time of his death, in addition to being the chair of K92 Mining, Tookie was also chair of Sun Summit Minerals Corp and Kennedier Mining Corp. He was dedicated to the pursuit of discovery, expansion, and financing of the industry, always pushing for more success. Tookie was not only passionate about responsible mining, but also committed to indigenous health and economic reconciliation. He was an advisor, investor, and most recently a director of Salish Soils, focusing on land stewardship and reclamation within the Sechelt Nation's territory. Through philanthropic efforts, he supported numerous other causes related to education, health, women's issues, and the arts. He is survived by his loving wife of 52 years, Helen, children, Amy, Dan Schwartz, and Hamish, grandchildren Billy and Jackson, and seven siblings. A celebration of life honoring Tookie will begin at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3 at the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver, 900 West Georgia Street, Vancouver. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the Sechelt Hospital Foundation. https://www.sechelthospitalfoundation.org/ways-to-give/Waukee & Company Funeral Directors 604-738-0006